Joshua chapter 10. From verse 11. Joshua 10 from verse 11. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth Horon, the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. There were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Verse 12. Then spoke Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon the enemies. The enemies, is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible here picks up something very relevant, something very important. The Bible says, there was war, and Joshua was the commander. Now, I want to bring this to your attention. As they were fighting in this war, as they were fighting in this battle, something happened. Hello? Something happened. The Amorites began to lose the battle. The Israelites, led by Joshua, began to win the war. And when they were losing the war, they began to run away. But as they were running away, God was sending stones of fire from heaven to fall upon those Amorites. Says stones of fire. Now, watch this. Now, the Bible says, and God began to send stones of fire, and the stones began to kill the enemies of Israel. It is allowed. Now, the Bible says, then Joshua stood up. He said, we need to finish these enemies. Yes, God is sending the stones of fire to help us fight the battle. But we must finish this war, and it must not finish tomorrow. It must finish today. I just love this. I just love this. This war, we must not finish it tomorrow. We must finish this war today. Now, watch this. Watch this. So the Bible says, I love what the Bible is saying here. So the Bible says, and the man of God, Joshua, stood up and looked at the sun and said to the sun, Sun, still. He says, Sun, be still. He looked to the moon, Moon, be still. And the Bible says the sun was not moving. The moon was not moving. But the Bible didn't say not moving. The Bible says, and the sun stayed. And the moon stayed. And I want to bring to attention the word is still there. Are you here, right? When Joshua looked to the sun and said, Sun, stand still. Sun, be still. The Bible said, be thou still. The word be thou still, the word is still there, in Hebrew is called daman. And my preaching today is about the daman anointing. It's a daman anointing. I'm about to show you something right now. If you're following, wave your hand and say, Prophet, I'm following you right now. Now the Bible says, and Joshua said to the sun, Be thou still. And I want to bring this to attention very, very seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, Joshua did not say to the sun, Stand. He didn't say that. Joshua did not say to the sun, Stop moving. He said, Be thou still. The word still in Hebrew is called daman, which means shut up. The shut up I'm talking about here is stop speaking. The shut up I'm talking about here is be silent. Say the daman anointing. Now, if you look at the sun does not produce any vocal language. The sun does not vocalize. The sun does not talk. The sun does not speak. But Joshua looked to the sun and said, remain silent. Be thou still. I know some of you who read this verse, just like reading the way you're supposed to read. According to you, Joshua said to the sun, stop moving. Ladies and gentlemen, Joshua was a man of God, and he understands how the earth rotates. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, right? He understands. And he said to the moon, now if you look at this, he says, sun, stop in Gibeon. Then he looks to the moon to stop in the valleys. It is as if there was moon at the same time, and there was the sun at the very same time. But what I want you to understand is this. When Joshua said, sun, stop talking. Remain silent. Be thou still. Go back to scripture. Verse 12. All right, so stop misinterpreting the verse. The Bible didn't say Joshua said to the moon, our sun, stop moving. No, then spoke Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon, stand thou still. I'll show you what it means there. The word is still there. It's good what? I didn't hear you. It means shut up. Quiet. Silent. He said, stay quiet until we win the battle. As the result, the Bible says, when he said sun remain silent, the Bible says, and the sun stopped moving. Ladies and gentlemen, there are things which look like they don't talk, but there are things which speak. What matters is, are they speaking to your advantage or to your disadvantage? Are they speaking against you or they're speaking for you? Remember what Jesus Christ said. He said, if you stop praising me, God will raise up stones. They will worship. Everything you're seeing around speaks. Okay, we'll talk shortly. Say the daman anointing. Say it again, the daman anointing. Now, you'll not understand much better until we move into another thing. Can we move on? Can we look into something else differently? All right, now let's take our Bibles into 1 Corinthians 14, verse 10. Now let's find out there what the Bible is saying. Look what your neighbor say. Everything around you is speaking. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Understand this point very well. There are many voices. I don't know what voice is speaking to you. I don't know what voice you are facing, encountering right now. But the Bible says there are so many voices. But each voice has got its own significance. Which means it could be to your advantage or to your disadvantage. So if the Bible is warning you of voices in the world, God is trying to bring us to our attention that we must be very, very, very careful. Tell your neighbor that. Be very careful. Now tell your neighbor again. See, the voices around you. Be very careful. Now, can we go back to Joshua? Now, so this is the time when Joshua is in the battlefield and he's fighting the war. As they are fighting the battle, Joshua looks at the sun and he begins to speak to the sun. For the people who saw Joshua talking to the sun, some people thought Joshua is running mad. Some people said, I think this man, the war has entered into his head. What nonsense is this? Look at the man. The man stood up. He looked at the sun and he began to talk to the sun. He said, sun, be thou still. Stand thou still. Stand thou still. Stop talking. The man, stop speaking. I have to win the battle today. So you, sun, don't talk. You must understand, when the sun is moving, it is giving a message. It is becoming late. It is becoming late. It is giving the message. There are things which talk, even if they are not releasing a vocal language. Some of you, when I can look in your house, there is a bill written there, a figure, a number you're supposed to pay. Even if the bill is not releasing a vocal language, but it's talking to you right now. Some of you, there is a language. Oh, wait. I want to talk first. Are you here? Some of you right now, you are in a situation. The situation is not releasing a vocal language, but it is talking to you right now. Remember this. Remember this. Remember there's this issue. Remember there is this issue. It is not talking. It's just a paper. It's just a sermon. It's just a document, but it's talking to you. But today, we will shut it up. We will stop it. Jeez. The man anointing. Joshua is in the battlefield. He's winning actually. But he sees a secret. He says, No. If this sun will go, if this sun will set, we will not finish the battle today. We'll finish the battle tomorrow. He decided to speak to the sun. He says, your sun, remain silent. Be quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, there are battles in your life.
Oh, yes.
Which today we must stop them. We must stop. Preach, Major. I am tired of hearing so many false stories.
Oh, yes.
I am tired of hearing medical reports.
Hey.
I am tired of hearing diseases.
Oh, yes.
Today you will shut it up. You may be coming in front of there. You may not say anything, but your clothes can speak to people.
Oh,
poverty,
yes.
Poverty, poverty, yeah. Poverty. Today, we'll speak to poverty.
Preach the major one.
Say the man anointing. Tell your neighbor, something must be said to your situation. Let me tell you a secret. Most of you don't know what is happening here. Joshua is not saying to the sun, stop moving. He said, hey, sun. Because I must win the battle when?
Hey.
Listen to me today. You look at that bill.
Oh, yes.
And it says, silence.
Oh, yes.
The bill will be canceled. You speak to the medical report, silence. You speak to every report, stay quiet. Because today I am winning the battle. The demon anointing. So speaking to objects. Speaking to everything around us. Speaking to creation. Speaking to spirits. darkness. Daman.
Shut up.
I understand what you're passing through right now. But I stand in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
I speak to your problem right now.
I receive.
Daman.
I receive.
Watch this. The biggest problem with many Christians.
Oh, yes.
You see, Joshua did not speak to the enemy. No, 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 no. The enemies were there. He was fighting with the enemies.
Oh, yes.
But he discovered, we don't need to win this battle tomorrow. We must win
today.
He looked to the sun. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say?
Oh yes, oh yes.
Don't look at your where you're working. No! Don't look at where they're trying to give you problems. Look at that document.
Oh, yes.
Look at that medical bill.
Oh yes.
Look at that situation around you.
Oh yes.
Look at that picture.
Oh yes.
You say this man is fighting me, but I say in the name of Jesus.
Oh yes.
From now, Daman. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Watch this. And then the Bible says what? And then the son listened. The son listened to move. Do you know there are so many things around you which must stay quiet? You didn't hear me. Do you know? You know, you see, there are so many things around you which must stay quiet, not tomorrow.
Hey.
Hear me. Because the prophet said, if the son will keep on talking, I don't know what the son was speaking to Joshua. I don't know. But remember, I taught you that the creation is not subject to God's control. God gave the creation in the hands of Adam. And Adam lost the power into the hands of Satan. And Satan is controlling the creation. That's why God said himself, woe unto you, the earth, the world, for the evil one has come down to you. God is not into this world. God is in heaven. Forever he's settled in heaven. So God, he understands that everything in this world was given to man and man lost it. And the devil took over. The only man who has the power is a man who's born again, because he takes back the authority to himself. Joshua stands. He looks at the sun. He says, the sun is talking to me. The sun is telling me that time is going. Time is going. This battle will continue until tomorrow, until next year, until next of next year. You will still remain not married. You will still remain like this. This is going to happen like this. All this thing. He says, wait. Time is talking to me. I'm going to talk back to time. He says to the sun,
shut up.
You are getting to understand it now, right?
Yeah.
We haven't even started. Recurso predico vido.
Oh, yes.
Hey, who speak to that situation today?
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. I know some of you don't know what I'm trying to say. I am saying things around you are talking.
Oh, yes.
They may not have a mouth.
Oh, yes.
But when you remember about your problem,
uh-huh.
It is giving you stress.
Yes.
It is not you thinking, but the problem is thinking in you, telling you stuff. Remember, you didn't pay rent. Remember, you didn't do this. Remember, until when shall we remain like this? Today, we want to stop that demon.
I receive.
You see, when we stop these other things, talking from you, you what's just going to happen? The Lord will give you victory on this day.
Receive.
Can we continue? Mark 4, verse 39. 1, 2, 3, go read. Wait. How do you tell the wind peace? Do you understand that Jesus was literally talking to the wind? Are you understanding from that verse that Jesus was speaking to the wind? He was telling the wind what it must do. Which means the wind has got ears. Now, look what he said. Peace, number one. Number two, Daman. Stop. Stop talking. Shut up. Look what your neighbor. Tell your neighbor from now. Every storm coming to your business. Every storm coming in your finances. Say, Daman. Wait a moment. I want to take you slowly to understand this first before we even continue. Jesus, he's sleeping. He wakes up. He's into tsunami. There's a tsunami happening. The boat's about to sink. And everybody's crying. Everybody's binding. Everybody, he says to the wind, he says, Cyrus. No. I know you are still thinking about the be still because you don't understand what the Bible actually say. But when you go into NIV, they actually tell you it's not actually to be still. It will tell you, the scripture will tell you that Jesus didn't say be still. NIV translated exactly from a Hebrew translation. Now, give me NIV translation. NIV says what? Well, you are so quickly. He said what? Quiet. Wait. Which means the wind was making noise. You will die today. You're going to die. I'm going to make you sick. You will die. You will die today. He said quiet.
Quiet. Shut up.
Today, you'll be evicted from this house. You have no money. You'll be evicted. You will see. You're going to lose this relationship. You're going to lose your job. You're going to... Hey, quiet!
I receive.
Don't allow the wind to make noise to you. Jesus is sleeping. He's sleeping. He wakes up. People are in tsunami. The wind is making noise. You will see. You will see your life. Today you are dying. I know whether it's a sickness. You will see. This is, I am HIV. Nobody can see you.
Shut up.
Nobody in your family. Nobody in your family is gonna get employed. Nobody's gonna get married. You will see. Hey, you will remain like this. You
shut up.
The shut word up. In Hebrew, which Jesus Christ used there, was Daman. He said, Daman Shalom. Stay quiet, and there must be peace in us. There is no peace in your family. There's no peace in your business. Let this demon, let this poverty, let this sickness stay quiet, and there must be peace at once in your life. Said the man. Things are talking to you. BP is talking to you. Hiya, ya, ya, ya. Diabetes is talking to you. The loan is talking to you. The bills are talking to you. Whatsoever is talking about you.
Oh, yes.
Today we are releasing the Daman anointing.
I receive.
There will be peace it will be still, it will be quiet. From now, you hear Cyrus. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was praying yesterday, and I was praying, and God, the Lord appeared to me, and he said, tell every noise around you to demand. I said, God, what are you talking about? I don't know the meaning of demand. And I had to go on internet and Google the meaning of demand. And it actually said, be still. I said, oh my goodness. I took my Bible. I began to study. And I saw Joshua telling the son, be still. Be demand. Hey, Cyrus, quiet. I said, wow. I said, every accuser, every enemy, demand. Say after me. In the name of Jesus, every arrow that comes from the north, every voice that comes from the south, every wind that comes from the east, every dominion from the west, say quiet, be still, Dama, shout hallelujah. I said, wow. I said, Daman. Ah, you see now, in the King James Version, it just says, and Jesus stood up and said, what? Be still. But in NIV, it translates from what? From Hebrew. It says, quiet. Which means the wind was talking. How can you say quiet to something which is not talking? How can you say quiet to something that is not talking? And Jesus said, quiet, quiet, I'm tired of you, quiet. You are speaking to us now that we're going to die, quiet. Oh my goodness, you are speaking to us now that we'll be evicted, quiet. Tell your neighbor, quiet. Quiet.